ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Bhagavatam 10th canto. Twenty-fourth chapter, verse number 36. तस्मै नमो व्रजजनै सह चक्र आत्मनात्मने अहो पश्यत शैलोऽसौ रूपी नो अनुग्रहां व्यधात् तस्मै नमो व्रजजनै सह चक्रात्मनात्मने अहो पश्यत शैलोऽसौ रूपिणो अनुग्रहं व्यधात् तस्मै नमो व्रजजनै सह चक्रात्मनात्मने पश्यत शैलोऽसौ रूपिणो अनुग्रहं व्यधात् तस्मै नमो व्रजजनै सहचक्रात्मनात्मने अहो पश्यत शैलोऽसौ रूपिणो अनुग्रहं व्यधात् Tasmai to him namaha obeisances Vraja Janai with the people of Vraja Saha together Chakre he made Atmana by himself Atmane to himself Aho O Pashyata just see Shaila, hill, asau, this, rupi, manifest in person, na, upon us, anugraham, mercy, vyadhat, has bestowed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada and His disciples. Together with the people of Vraja, the Lord bowed down to this form of Govardhan hill, just in effect offering obeisances to himself. Then he said, Just see how this hill has appeared in person and bestowed mercy upon us. Purport. It is clear from this verse that Lord Krishna had expanded himself and was appearing in his normal form among the festival goers of Vrindavan while simultaneously manifesting himself as a great form of Govardhan Hill. Thus, in his form as a child, Krishna led the residents of Vrindavan in bowing down to his new incarnation as Govardhan Hill. And to all he pointed out the great mercy bestowed by this divine form of Govardhan. Lord Krishna's amazing transcendental activities were certainly in keeping with the festive atmosphere. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Kadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaur Krishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Louder Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. It's a very auspicious day today, the day when Lord Krishna enacted this pastime of Govardhan Puja. I am very unqualified and unprepared. I was told last evening, my only preparation is the blessing of the assembled devotees and Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada. By the mercy of the Vaishnavas and Gurudev, even a dumb man can speak, a lame man can cross mountain, and a blind man can see the stars of the sky. So I take the dust of all the assembled devotees on my head and beg your permission to try to glorify Govardhan for my purification. This festival is so important for us. Also special blessings of senior Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada's disciples. Seek your blessings. So this day is very important, especially for us, because Prabhupada, he loved Govardhan Parikrama so much that during his last days, when Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, it was his desire to do Govardhan Parikrama. Of course, devotees were ready to arrange for a bullock cart and take him around Giriraj Govardhan. But then the doctors advised that it may not be very good, it may be risky for his life. And of course, Srila Prabhupada, there were two opinions, and finally Prabhupada decided not to go. But Govardhan is actually the most important holy place for all our acharyas, for their bhajan and for their stay. We hear from Rupa Goswami that how among all the places, Brajabhumi is the most sacred place. In Brajabhumi, Govardhan Hill is the most sacred place. And in Govardhan, Radhakund is the most holy place. The prayer by the acharya is Nija Nikata Sthana Dehi Govardhan. It's the ambition, the aspiration of all the Vaishnavas in our line to get residence at the lotus feet of Sri Giriraj. Because Giriraj is non-different from Krishna. As in today's verse, here we see that Lord Krishna, he has gathered all the Vrajavasis and is bowing down. He has himself assumed a huge form to instill the faith in the cowherd men. And he said, I am Govardhan. He ate all the offerings. And now he's saying, just see, this hill has personified and he's offering obeisances to himself. So the understanding of Govardhan is simultaneously Govardhan is Krishna, and also Govardhan is a devotee of Krishna. In Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, we see that once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw a sand dune in Jagannath Puri, and he thought it to be Govardhan, and he ran towards the sand dune. And there's one particular verse which he was singing, which is from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which glorifies Govardhan and is very much liked by the acharyas. It goes like this. Hantaya madri abala haridasa varya yadrama krishna charana sparsha pramodaha manam tanoti sahago ganayostayorya paniya vasaraya kandara kandamule. When Gopi is speaking to another Gopi, the acharyas explain that this Gopi speaking is Radharani. So Radharani is glorifying Govardhan by saying, Hantayam Adri. The word Adri means mountain. Hantayam Adri Abala Haridasa Varya. The Giriraj Govardhan is described as the best of the devotees of Hari. Simultaneously, Giriraj is Krishna and Giriraj is also the best of the devotees. Why is Giriraj called Haridas Varya, the best of the devotees? Because he is serving all the devotees. Pani Vasare Kandara Kandamule, providing everything that Krishna devotees need. Fresh grass for the cows, places of residence, beautiful caves. The Govardhan caves, they are cool in summer and hot in winter. Natural AC system where power never goes off. Govardhan is providing nice waterfalls so that the devotees can drink that water. And in this way, it is Govardhan is serving all the other devotees. The way to become dear to the Lord, as explained repeatedly in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, is to become servant of Krishna's devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never identified himself as a servant of Krishna, but he always identified himself as a servant of the servant of Krishna. Gopir Bhartur Padakamalayor Das Das Anudas. So much so, here we see that Giriraj is Krishna, but even Giriraj wants to serve his devotees. So even if Lord Krishna wants to serve his devotees, how much more we should be eager to serve devotees in any way we possibly can. The best way to serve devotees is by inspiring each other in Krishna consciousness. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantascha mam nitya tushyanti cha ramanti cha. It's explained by Krishna himself, who is Giriraj. Giriraj is speaking that what are the activities of his devotees. They like to converse about Krishna, Machitta, Madgata Prana, and Bodhayanta, discuss among devotees. Pushyanti cha Ramanti. This is the greatest satisfaction. And another point mentioned is Rama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramoda. That this Giriraj Govardhan is touched by the lotus feet of Rama, which means Balaram, and Krishna. There are so many innumerable places around Govardhan where Krishna performed his beautiful pastimes. I would like to discuss a little bit about the history of Govardhan. Govardhan Giriraj is eternally present in the spiritual world. When Lord Krishna expressed his desire to Srimati Radharani to appear in this Bhauma Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani said, "I will not go until Giriraj Govardhan, Yamuna and Vrindavan Dham is present." And Lord Krishna explained that they are already present. It's explained in the Shastras, there's one great rishi called Pulatse Muni, who, actually coming back a little bit, in this world, Giriraj Govardhan appeared as the son of Dronachal. When Giriraj appeared, the demigods showered flowers on Giriraj and declared Giriraj to be a great devotee of Krishna. So he was residing in the Himalayan mountains, the son of Dronachal, and this was in Satya Yuga. One great rishi, Bulatsya Muni, he happened to come by and he saw this beautiful hill, which was very much favorable for doing tapasya. So he went to the father, that is Dronachal, and requested him that the place where I stay, that is Kashi, Varanasi, there is no such beautiful place. I want to take this hill with me so that I can perform tapasya there. Dronachal was struck with great fear and grief. But he had to fulfill the desire of this great soul because he had promised him. So Giriraj Govardhan, he asked Pulatsya Rishi, "How will you carry me?" And Pulatsya Rishi said that, "I will carry on my right hand." And Giriraj Govardhan agreed, but he had one condition. Like we see, terms and conditions apply, you know. He said, "I am willing to come, no problem, but if you just place me down once in a place, I will not move from there." So as Pulatsya Rishi was carrying Giriraj Govardhan from the Himalayas down towards Kashi, they passed through this area of Braj, which is the eternal bhumi of Radha Madhav's pastimes. So Giriraj knew that in Dwapar Yuga Krishna will appear, and he wanted to take part in Krishna's divine leela. So by the transcendental arrangements, Pulatsya Rishi had to go to answer nature's call. Something common, Satya Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, for all living beings, whether you are Rishi or whether you are atheist. So he just somehow, by the power of Giriraj, he somehow forgot or he just kept the mountain. And then he came back after answering nature's call, and Giriraj would not move. Pulatsya Rishi tried with all his powers, but he could not move Giriraj even an inch. He was so angry that he cursed Giriraj that he will reduce the size of a sesame seed every day. This was during Satya Yuga. At that time, Govardhan was many, many yojans high. So because of this curse, Giriraj Govardhan came down and down, and in Dwapar Yuga, it was of a size where Krishna and his friends could climb and perform nice leelas. So the Lord's arrangement, because if you want to climb and play, you would not like to climb a very, very high mountain, but something like Giriraj Govardhan at Dwapar Yuga. And of course now it has still come down to about maximum 80 feet. That is one reason. And the acharyas explain that the other reason is that Govardhan is sinking in separation from Krishna. It is explained that as long as river Yamuna and Giriraj Govardhan are present, the effects of Kali Yuga will not be so much. So this is how Giriraj Govardhan appeared. It is also explained that during Treta Yuga, Hanumanji and all the monkeys, They were gathering rocks from all over to build a bridge, Setu Bandh, to build a bridge for Lord Ramchandra to cross over the ocean and kill Ravan. So the bridge was being built by Hanuman. It's interesting that Hanuman himself, he went flying, whereas Lord Ramchandra had to take the road route. He went by bridge. You know, the servant went by flight and the master had to walk through. The Lord wanted his devotees to perform some seva. And the Supreme Lord doesn't need any bridge. He can bridge the ocean of birth and death just by the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just one name of Krishna is enough to help us cross over the ocean of birth and death. How can that person need a bridge to cross this small, little, tiny ocean of to Sri Lanka? So anyway, Hanumanji was gathering the rocks. And then he came to Govardhan and he wanted to lift Govardhan. But Govardhan, he could not move. He tried his very best. He understood that this is a very special mountain. So he performed parikrama of Govardhan, offered respects and asked. Then Giriraj said, okay, I am willing to move. Then he was told that you have to come and help in building the bridge for Lord Ramchandra. Giriraj was excited that, yes, I will be touched by the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra. But then suddenly the news came that the bridge is over. There's no need of any more rocks. So Govardhan felt very bad that I could not partake in the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. What is the use of my existence? Then he was told that during Dwapar Yuga, same Supreme Lord Krishna, non-different from Lord Ramchandra, he will appear and he will lift you and he will hold you up for 7 days. So that was happiness for Giriraj Govardhan. Coming to the story of the lifting of Govardhan Hill, I will summarize because we have very limited time. The story